Thank you. wonder how that sounds.
Thank you.
Temptation for me, and I was afraid, I really was afraid that I might suddenly start reacting in a kind of insane way. Il est terrible, terrible. Very significant opening phrase, terrible.
Dawn Stanton is from Stowmarket in England. To most of us, the confused world of the mentally ill is a strange country. But to Dawn, it's familiar territory.
Fine. So, who's going to summarize what the poem's about for me?
By mistake, she journeyed to the brink of insanity many times. Dawn is diabetic. If she fails to eat correctly after injecting her insulin, it starves her brain of glucose, producing hypoglycemia. That's when she experiences those strange hallucinations. Carefully monitoring the glucose in her blood, she can now avoid these bizarre episodes. But her past experiences illustrate the fragile nature of the rational mind.
The light goes from the outside somehow. So it feels as if I'm moving through a tunnel. It's really very much like a kaleidoscope. Everything disintegrates, but at the same time becomes intensely vivid. Then it's actually lethal.
Well, the first time my mother went hypoglycemic, I must have been about 7, and it was in the middle of the night. And I remember, you know, from time to time, I used to crawl into bed, with, you know, in between mum and dad. And on this occasion, she was playing the radio. I mean, dad was fast asleep and snoring, so and she was playing the radio. She turned the radio on, of course, there were no programs, you know, it was just blowing up. Quarter of an hour to work out exactly what was wrong with her, you know, why she was so different, because she hadn't ever been hypo like that before. When she's hypoglycemic, mum does seem to be a different person, a different kind of person. Fortunately, it's never for too long. When people describe that you actually have this position, it seems that you are not normal. And the same thing, in a way, happens with your mind goes absent. That's all I can say.
At the University of Nottingham, scientists are trying to understand why diabetics like Dalton are so vulnerable with a hypoglycemic episode. Dawn's good strength is connected to pumps that will allow the scientist to change the quality of insulin grasping through her arteries. Samples of her blood was woven just how much glucose was going to her brain. Normality lies between 3 and 8 millimoles per liter of blood.
Right then, what we're going to do now is a test of your reaction. On the screen, you'll see a cross and a target.
The small cross moves away from the target from time to time, and Dawn has to bring it back. At normal glucose levels, Dawn has no trouble controlling her movements. A pump alters the level of insulin in Dawn's bloodstream. And a second sample reveals that she is now hypoglycemic. By this time, a normal person would be sweating profusely and feeling agitated. But diabetes has abolished these symptoms, so it's only her sudden lack of coordination that warns Dawn of her condition. They can measure physical coordination, but in fact, her whole mind has lost touch with reality. And in this state, she's no longer restrained by social conditions.
One of the characteristics of hypos, of course, is that you become disinhibited. And I remember one occasion, in the middle of the night, I was hypo, woke up in a hypo, and my husband found me in the garden here, without my clothes on, middle of the night. He'd followed a trail of clothing. I'd taken them off, obviously, because my temperature had rocketed up. And I arrived in the bottom of the garden. I can remember saying that I was looking for a shaved blade. It was a cool sound to me, and I was obviously looking for somewhere cool to sit. Quite an embarrassing experience, really, trying to persuade me back into the house. And, of course, I wasn't at all upset about being naked in the middle of the night. It didn't occur to me that there was anything wrong with it.
It may be hard to believe that a small change in blood sugar levels can have such drastic effects on a person's thoughts and behavior, but researchers claim it's well established scientifically. Dawn Stanton has never actually committed any criminal act, But if in a hypoglycemic state she had committed a crime, would we then so readily accept the expert's view that she was not to blame? As members of a jury,
guilty!
We need to know what it means to say that a mental state is well established scientifically. And we need to know what the probability is that the mental state actually caused a criminal act. We shall now consider several cases of actual violent assault. Each in its own right, there's a crucial question about what science can and cannot say about our notion of free will. And each explores whether progress in science is justified in intruding into the ancient traditions of our legal system. Our first offender went on trial in Massachusetts early in 1984. David Garavedian.
Get away from my children! He's guilty!
5 years ago, he committed a brutal murder. Some scientists make the extraordinary claim that a part of his brain, called the hypothalamus, might have been...